Showtime KC, man. We appreciate you. We love the excitement, man. We got Dan Hayes. He is covering the Minnesota Twins. Dan, I'm going to guess that you guys aren't that excited in Minnesota right now, especially with how you guys have been playing of late.
Hey, you know, they've been wearing this for about 6 weeks now, because 6 weeks ago they were 17 over 500 and things looked great, and they had that game they blew in Texas. They were going to sweep a four-game series from the Rangers. Had a 4-0 lead with Pablo Lopez on the mound. The bullpen came in and coughed it up, and gone downhill since. I think they're 12-23 since that point. And at this point, basically, you have to hope for some real help from the Atlanta Braves and take care of your own end. And that's certainly not a position they envision themselves being in whatsoever. But, I mean, it's their reality, and certainly they are trying to deal with it. But, yeah, there's an air of uneasiness without question.
I mean, you guys have basically been the opposite of the Tigers. The Tigers have been the hottest team in baseball since the middle of August. You guys are on the opposite end of the spectrum. You just mentioned how many games they were over 500. What happened with Minnesota? What's fallen apart? With the Royals, you can kind of pinpoint it back to the injury with Vinny Pasquantino, certainly when this offense took a change. What was the change with Minnesota?
Well, August 7th, Joe Ryan went down. That meant they had three rookies in the rotation, none of whom is really somebody they trust going more than five innings, and they've all reached career innings pitch limits because basically all of them had never touched the majors before this year. Simeon Woods Richardson, David Festa, and Zebby Matthews, who debuted against the Royals a week later there. You know, that's one thing. Having Carlos Correa out for 53 games was massive. I think they really missed his voice and just in the clubhouse and guiding young players. And I think that, you know, the weight of this fell on an offense that was young and trying to deal with it for the first time, and they've slumped. You can look at a lot of guys, Royce Lewis, Jose Miranda. When we're around the All-Star break, early July, these were some of the hottest hitters in baseball. At one point, I think it was July 5th, the Twins were the fifth highest scoring offense in baseball. Since then, since August 12th, I think that's the day that Byron Buxton went out with a hip inflammation. He missed 28 games at that point. Their offense went dormant. Last night they hit their first home run in 8 days. You know, they just haven't been a powerful bunch the way they had been early in the season. And they're just, you know, everything has fallen apart at once. Not enough pitching, not enough offense. Defense has been shoddy at times. And the bullpen just got tired. And I think when you have those kind of issues all surface at the same time, anybody's going to run into some issues. A team without its best players, Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa, is going to really struggle with those issues.
Right now we're talking to Dan Hayes. He covers the Minnesota Twins for The Athletic. Dan, can you give us a fan check right now? What's the temperature? As you would guess, Royals fans were pretty down on this team after the weekend. They scored one run in the series against the San Francisco Giants, but the Nationals were on the schedule. The Royals sweep that series, and now fans are hopeful and optimistic again. Their magic number could be one today, depending on the result of the game that you're going to be at. Where are Twins fans right now? What's the temperature of that fan base?
They are ecstatic that Sam Darnold and the Vikings are 3-0. That's what the temperature of the Twins fan base is right now. I think that a lot of people are, you know, it's been a tough year. The team was coming off that amazing year last year. They cut payroll by $30 million. Ownership really kind of dropped the ball there. I think fans were really disgruntled going into the season. They started 7-13. You know, they got hot. Fans were sort of getting back on board. Attendance was going up, but I think they're back at disgruntled and tuning them out. And again, the Vikings are 3-0. The Timberwolves are about to start here in, you know, the next month. I think that people are just sort of getting ready for that next wave of sports and more excited about that. And that doesn't surprise me at all. You know, the trade deadline was disappointing for the Twins. They didn't add any player on the waiver wire. You know, I mean, a guy like Tommy Pham, just adding him because they had waiver priority over Kansas City at the time. Adding him would have been a move. The Twins, you know, just something to fire fans up. They haven't done a very good job of that this year, and I think it's really carried over because there's a lot of disinterest right now.
Two questions here left for Dan Hayes, who covers the Twins for The Athletic. You guys have one more game against Miami. You guys have three games this weekend against Baltimore. Baltimore also in the playoff picture. What's your level of optimism? What's your hope for the Twins over these next 4 days?
Well, certainly the fact that the Royals won today, I think, puts a little damper on it. I put it about Kansas City at 75%, the Twins at 25%. I mean, look, the Braves, like, that's a tough place to play. It's going to be you know, interesting weather conditions with the hurricane rolling through and the remnants of the hurricane rolling through. The Twins absolutely need to basically run the table here, and they need to hope that Baltimore is just setting themselves up for that postseason appearance next week, and more worried about that than what they do this weekend and mailing it in, and that the Braves play the Royals tough. Because at this point, I don't, you know, technically, yes, I guess the White Sox are the hottest team in baseball, having swept the Angels, but I don't think they're going to beat the Tigers once, let alone twice. And, you know, a sweep is probably not on the table there either, unless Detroit's sweeping. So really, the Twins are big Atlanta Braves fans, and hoping that they can take what they got last night and build off of it.
Dan, I'm not getting a lot of sense of hope and optimism from you right now. That's not the vibe that I'm getting. When I was talking to Johnny Cane from the Tigers, it was so much hope, optimism, which makes sense. They've been winning. You sound kind of beat down by how they played the last couple of weeks.
You know, I mean, like, you just see, like, this team's been beat up all year. I mean, the rotation problem was the rotation plan was flawed going into the season. You knew that the pitching could be a problem. It has been a problem for this team. And the tough part is that, you know, against against Cleveland last week, the Twins, they lost 3-1 run games. Two were walk-offs or last at bat wins for Cleveland. It's tough when they had that kind of gut punch, and then they came back and had a great win on Friday in Boston, got rained out on Saturday in Boston, and went into the doubleheader on Sunday with Pablo Lopez pitching in one of the games and with Zebby Matthews, and they lost. They were outscored 17-3. You know, in arguably their biggest day of the season, and they fall that up by losing to the Marlins on Tuesday night. It's just, it's been 6 weeks of this team can't put together two good days at any point. And so you get that sense that it's really going to be hard for them to do this. Do I think it's possible? Of course. Carlos Correa, even though he's probably playing on one leg, he's probably playing about 60%. Byron Buxton's probably 75% right now. They're playing some Herculean baseball right now. The two of them are incredible. Buxton homered last night, was his 100th game. It's only the second time in his career he's played 100 games, but they just haven't had enough contributions from other guys on the roster. I think a lot of the other guys are low in gas, and you can sense it. I mean, there's a lot of effort. You can see that part. They're just not getting results, and they definitely are feeling it.
That is our guy Dan Hayes joining us on the show today. Dan, I will say this. I love talking to you, but if we talk to you again, something went terribly wrong for the Royals.
I know. It's funny, when I left my house yesterday, because I live in Chicago, I commute to Minnesota, I took an extra bunch of clothes, and I told my wife, I was like, you know, it's probably going to be 7 days, but maybe I'll see you in a month. And she laughed. She's like, yeah, right, I'll see you next week. So it kind of is what it is at this point for the Twins.
That is Dan Hayes joining us on the show. Dan, I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.